Here's a thought I'll title, Recovering Shadows is Easier Than Recovering Highlights. And this comes up as a topic because so many times, particularly if we're landscape photographers, we find ourselves in a situation where we're dealing with very bright light and very high contrast. And there's a couple of ways you can handle that. Probably the most popular way in recent years has been doing HDR, high dynamic range, where you make an exposure for the highlights and a separate exposure for the shadows, and then you combine those two digitally in Photoshop, and the combined image makes both shadows and highlights look right. You haven't lost either one of them. And that's a pretty good method, and I use it from time to time, but it's a little bit of a pain in the rear, not the least of which is that to do it perfectly, you almost have to use a tripod. You can get away with handheld, and I have on a number of occasions. But the problem is you have to go through all the fuss of combining the shadows and the highlights, and I'm not sure it's all that necessary. And the reason I say that is because the dynamic range of today's digital cameras is so great that I've found when determining exposure, especially in those high contrast scenes, that I can bias the exposure to either preserve the highlights by underexposing a little bit, or preserve the shadows by overexposing a little bit, and then recovering the one or the other, depending on which I've exposed for, in digital processing. But here's the core idea for today. Recovering shadows is easier than recovering highlights, because you don't have to record perfect shadows. What you want in a deep shadow is to know that it's there, to know that there's something there. If it's just a dead black and looks like a hole in the image, that's not good. But you also don't need to pull up so much shadow detail that it looks like it's a normal exposure. All you need is enough in the shadows to indicate that there's something there, that there's some little hint of detail there, and our mind, our imagination does the rest to interpret that deep, dark shadow with just a few little hints of detail. Our mind processes that as appropriate, as it's a shadow. It's not a hole in the photograph. Where if we go in the other direction and we overexpose and the highlights are blasted and pure white, there's nothing you can do to pull back that detail. There's just nothing there that's visible. And so I tend, against the rule of ETTR, I tend to underexpose all of my images with the faith that I can pull back enough in the shadows that it'll create the picture that feels like it's alive and those shadows have something in them. And the more dynamic range your camera has, the more potential you'll have to recover those shadows. One tiny caution is that you'll have slightly less dynamic range in your digital camera if you're using the electronic shutter than you will if you're using the mechanical shutter. So if you find yourself in a high contrast scene and you're underexposing a little bit to preserve the highlights, that's going to push down your shadows even more. You know you want as much dynamic range in that exposure and that raw capture as you can possibly get so that you can pull up just enough detail in those shadows to make them feel real. So that's my approach. I always tend to underexpose a third of a stop or two-thirds of a stop, and I always use my zebras to tell me when those highlights in the clouds or the sky are clipping, but I can't recall a single example where I haven't been able to pull up enough detail in the shadows based on the depth of the dynamic range to make a satisfactory image. So protect those highlights and recover the shadows. That's my approach. There may be specific circumstances where that doesn't work, but quite honestly, off the top of my head, I can't think of a single example in the last 20 years where I haven't been able to make the photograph I wanted to because I couldn't pull enough up out of the shadows.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.